对，就开始觉得羞耻。
And since that fall, we all have suffered from fear.
从那个时候开始，我们也都从这个羞耻里面受了许多的苦。
We worry.
我们开始忧虑。
Because we've made ourselves God.
因为我们自己来做衣服。
We have to trust ourselves.
我们只能靠自己。
How about tomorrow? I have to start thinking about it.
明天会怎么样？我一定要为明天来预备。
I have to start making plans.
我就开始来为自己计划。
How about retirement?
我的退休怎么样成就呢？
What school should I go to?
我要去什么学校读书呢？
Who should I marry?
我应该与谁来结婚呢？
All of these things become my problem.
所有这些就变成我的问题了。
My determination.
是我自己做决定。
Because I am separated from the one who created me.
因为我与那个创造我的已经分隔了。
I have to use my peewee brain.
我要用我这个小小的豆子一样的头脑。
I'm no longer using the brain of God who created me.
我不能使用这位创造我的神他的智慧。
And so we're on this sort of roller coaster life.
所以在我们这个坐山车一样上上下下的生活里面，
And God is constantly reaching out, trying to draw us back to Himself.
神是一直一直的试着把我们再带回到他面前。
And if there are 200 people in this room this morning, God has used 200 different ways to draw each one of us to Himself.
如果今天在座的我们有200个人的话，神有200个不同的方法把每个人带回到他面前。
Bringing us back into relationship.
把我们带回到那个关系里面。
Bringing us back into rest.
把我们带回到那个安息里面。
When Jesus went to the cross, John 19:30,
当主耶稣在十字架上，约翰福音十九章。
He spoke 7 words on the cross.
他在十字架上讲了七句话。
They're all beautiful, wonderful, deep words.
那些都是这么的美好，这么深切的话语。
But one of my favorite is the 30th verse.
但是我最喜爱的就是第三十节。
When Jesus therefore had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished.
耶稣尝了那醋就说成了。
Everything evil that entered man in the garden,
那些在园子里面就开始进入人里面的邪恶。
And as a result, everything that separated man from God,
那作为结果，所有把人跟神隔绝的。
And God's purpose,
还有神的旨意。
Was undone, was finished by the Lord Jesus on the cross.
就借着主耶稣在十字架上成就了。
This morning, much of the Lord's table centered around the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天早上在我们擘饼的时候，我们的中心就是主耶稣他的血。
When he took upon us all the sin on him, when he took upon himself all the sin of the world.
当他把这全世界所有的罪担在自己身上的时候，
we were forgiven when we received that.
当我们接受这个救恩，我们就被赦免。
But not only were we forgiven, we received His life.
不光我们被赦免，而且我们接受他的生命。
For we learn in the Old Testament that blood is in the life.
因为我们在旧约看到血里面有生命。
And we have this statement that we have heard hundreds of times: His blood was shed for you and me.
我们经常听到他的血是为你为我。流出的。
And as his life, as his blood seeped down that cross and into the ground, it came and was made provision for all of us.
当他的十字架，血沿着十字架流到地里，这样流出的时候，是为了我们。
And by simple faith, we receive the his life.
只要凭着简单的信，我们就可以接受这个生命。
And once again,We're back into that relationship that we were before Adam and Eve sinned.
马上我们就回到在亚当夏娃他们犯罪之前的那个关系里面。
But there's one problem.
但是有一个问题。
You and I have a strong soul life.
因为您与我，我们都有一个很强的魂的生命。
We, as believers, we are strong-willed.
作为信徒，我们也有我们自己很强的主意。
We have very strong emotions.
我们有很强的情感。
And we have strong mindsets.
我们有很强的思想。
That have developed from fallen parents.
这就是从我们已经堕落的父母那里开始。
A fallen world.
这个世界也都是堕落的。
Fallen education systems.
这个教育系统也是堕落的。
From the moment we are born, we're inundated, pressed upon by untruth.
从我们出生那一天，就在这个里面，我们是被所有这些谎言所压制。
And we believe the lies of the world.
我们相信了在这个世界上的生活。
And only until we're introduced with to the book of truth is there a change.
只有到一天我们来读这本真理的书的时候，生命才开始改变。
And this is why the Lord has to break upon us truth so that these mindsets can be altered.
所以神要在我们里面破碎我们，所以让这些真理可以进到我们里面。
And so that this strong will can be cast down and let go.
所以我们这个这么强的这个心思意念可以，我们可以放弃。
Jesus calls it coming as a child.
因为主耶稣说让我们像孩子一样到他这里来。
No rights.
我们不讲自己的权利。
Just totally dependent on daddy and mommy.
完全的来依靠父母。
Now this takes a lot.
这个需要许多的工作。
This is why there are so many marriage problems.
这就是为什么有许多婚姻的问题。
This is why there are many problems on the job.
为什么在工作上有问题。
And more sadly, this is why there are so many problems even in the body of Christ.
那更悲哀的时候，就是在我们神的教会里面也有许多的问题。
Because we hold onto our rights.
因为我们抓住自己的权利。
We are independent.
我们这么的独立。
For 403 years, now this country has been celebrating a coming to the United States, the first people.
现在美国在庆祝403年的国庆日，在那个时候，400多年前，他们来到这个国家开始。
And I think I will give you just a little, July 4th sermon right now.
我现在就给大家一个7月4号的讲道。
403 years ago, the people that came to Jamestown, Virginia had a reason.
在403年前，有一帮人他们来到 Jamestown 这个地方是为了一个原因。
The main reason for most of those first settlers to come was what?
这些移民他们最初来的目的到底是什么
？To make money，
是不是来赚钱
？To have the right to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus，
让他们要有一个权利，能够与主耶稣基督有关系。
Not all of them，
并不是所有人里面所有人都是这么想。
There were those who had dollar signs in their eyes。
没错，有的人来是为了要寻找金钱。
There were those who were rebellious and just simply didn't want anyone to tell them what to do, and were adventurous.
有的人是这么的悖逆，不愿意人家跟他讲要做什么的，自己就来开发。
But this country was founded by a few people who wanted a relationship free of anyone telling them what and how and when to worship.
因为当时有一般人，他们愿意来进入这个关系，自由的进入，不需要人来告诉他们什么时候、什么地点，是这样来规定。
And because of that right foundation,
因为那个基础是对的
，this country has been blessed.
这个国家是被祝福的。
And millions of people around the world have come to know the Lord because of missionary activity.Because of preaching the gospel, because of churches that were grounded in Christ in this country.
在世界上有成千上万的人因此得好处，就是因为这些拆船的 这些仆人们，还有因为教会的被建造。
Now, that's all changed.
但现在这些都改变了。
Our country does not know why it is here.
这个国家已经不知道我们今天为什么存在了。
We do no longer see that we are a lighthouse for the nations.
也没有看到在万国之中我们应该是做灯塔的。
And as a result, we will be judged.
作为这个的结果，我们要被审判。
We are being judged constantly.
我们一直在被审判。
And it's going to intensify.
这个审判要越来越加剧。
The leak of oil in the Gulf is just a small thing compared to some of the things that are going to come to this country.
这个漏油的事件对于将来要临到这个国家的事来比，简直不算什么。
The church has lost her testimony.
教会也失去了该有的见证。
Do not blame it under the politicians.
不要来指责这些政治家。
And nowhere in the Bible does it say the politicians are the salt of the earth.
因为在圣经里面从来没讲到政治家要做光做盐。
Nowhere in the Bible does it say Wall Street, the economy will hold everything together.
圣经从来没讲华尔街经济要把整个世界连接在一起。
But the churches actually even believe that.
但是有的时候教会都相信这些事。
Because the church does not know why it exists.
因为教会已经不知道为什么存在了。
We have some reasons.
我们有一些原因理由。
Most of the reasons now people even go to gatherings is for social reasons.
很多人今天去教会，他们的理由就是要去跟人交往。
To feel good.
自己觉得很好。
To be tickled.
Tickle.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
哦，就是得一些很高兴的事情。Tickle.
To have their ears tickled.
让他们的耳朵被人挠挠痒。
By some entertaining speaker.
让一些人他们讲话让我们觉得很有意思。
Entertainment.
就是娱乐。
All type. Entertainment and music.
各样的娱乐音乐。
Makes the soul feel good.
让我们在魂的感觉里面觉得很满足。
Singing Christian songs, but it's of the soul.
虽然是唱着基督徒的诗歌，但是满足的却是只是魂。
God created you and I to have a relationship with Him.
神创造了我们，让我们与他有一个关系。
And everything Jesus did on this earth was about relationship.
耶稣在地上所做的每件事都是出于这个关系。
We see how He related to His parents.
我们看到他与他的父母怎么相处。
30 years he related with his parents.
30年他与父母在一起。
Only 3 years of ministry.
只有三年他来传道。
But that ministry was with a few disciples.
这个传道的过程也只是与少数的门徒。
It was about relationship.
这完全是关乎关系。
He developed a relationship with the apostle John, and we see John in one picture.Resting on the bosom, the breast of the Lord Jesus.
当他与使徒约翰有关系的时候，我们看到一幅图画，约翰躺在主耶稣的怀里，与他这么亲密。
Today, this would seem very strange.
今天来看非常奇怪。
Because we've lost the understanding of why we were created.
因为我们已经失去了我们被创造的这个原因。
It's all from Genesis to Revelation. It's about relationship.
从创世纪一直到启示录，都是关乎这个关系。
It's about family.
是关乎家。
And it doesn't matter where you look, you see this.
不管您看哪一个章节，都是讲到这件事。
When the Lord said that first word from the cross, He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
主耶稣在十字架上的第一句话说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
Was the Lord Jesus just thinking only of their sin at that point?
主耶稣那时候是不是只想到那些人的罪恶呢？
No.
没有。
He was thinking of God having mercy so that he could have a relationship with these people who had been spitting on him and cursing him and beating him. He wanted relationship.
他想到的是神的怜悯，神愿意与这些吐唾沫来 打他骂他的人有这样一个关系。
This is why we're here, came around the table this morning.
这就是为什么今天早上我们要在桌子面前聚集。
It's about relationship.
是关乎这个关系。
When the Lord said a couple of those other words on the cross, like for example, truly I say to you today to the thief, today you shall be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43.
路加福音23:34，主耶稣的另外一句话说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
We've spoken much about this this spring.
我们在春天的时候，春季的时候讲过这些。
What was Jesus saying?
主耶稣他到底在讲什么？
Here is a man just a few minutes before was cursing him. And now Jesus says to him, today you shall be with me in paradise.
几分钟之前他旁边的这个人还在诅咒他，但是他转过来对他说，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
It's about relationship.
这是关乎这个关系。
It's about being one with this man.
这是关乎与他合一，与这个人合一。
He accepted the shed blood of Christ.
那个人接受了主耶稣为他所流的血。
He was reconciled by faith back into relationship with God.
借着信心，他回与神和好，回到了这个关系里面。
And the Lord Jesus said, when you breathe your last breath, you're with me back in the garden of delight.
那主耶稣对他所讲的就是，当你气息结束的时候，你要与我在这个乐园里面。
And in Luke, or in John 19:26-27, we see another word on the cross that when it said, woman, behold your son.
在约翰福音19:26那里，那里主耶稣说，母亲看你的儿子。
And he says to John, your mother.
又对约翰说，看你的母亲。
What's this about?
这句话又是什么意思？
It's about relationship.
也是关乎关系。
Everything the Lord did on this earth was about bringing a person back into oneness with himself.
主耶稣在这个地上所行的一切的事情，就是要把人带到他那里与他合一。
This is where many people go astray. They think Jesus was about healing people.
所以很多人在这件事上他们走错了，他们以为主耶稣来就是要医治人的疾病。
Jesus only had one thing in mind when he would touch someone and give sight, lift them up, give hearing to the deaf, and that was bringing them back into oneness with him.
当主耶稣摸到一个人，当主耶稣让瘸子行走，让瞎子看见，聋子听见的时候，他只有一个心意，就是让他与自己有关系。
Many circles today stop right at the word healing.
有的地方很多时候就停在这个医治，就不再往前了。
I never see that this person is given health for one purpose, and that is to extend their life to grow in a greater intimacy with the Lord Jesus.
没有看到神给他们健康的意义呢，就是让他们有更长的生命，可以进入与神亲密的关系里面。
Brothers and sisters, this is the only reason we're breathing right now, is God has decided today to keep us alive on July 4th.
今天弟兄姐妹们，我们还有呼吸还有气息，是因为神决定让我们在7月4号还可以继续与他有关系。
To demonstrate, to learn what it means to have oneness with him.
让我们得启示，让我们来学习怎么样来与他合一。
When Jesus said there on the cross, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
当主耶稣在十字架上喊说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我的时候。
Why was that such an agonizing statement?
为什么呢？是这么，这么痛苦的一句话。
Why had Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, may this cup of death be removed from me?
为什么主耶稣在克西马园这么痛苦地说，求神你挪去这个苦杯。
Did Jesus fear getting beaten?
是不是主耶稣怕被打呢？
Did Jesus hate the thought of being nailed to a cross?
是不是主耶稣他不喜欢被钉在十字架上？
Never.
不是，永远不是。
It was about his relationship with the Father. He could not imagine losing that relationship.
是关乎他与父亲的关系，因为他不能想象与父亲在那个时候隔绝。
We have a little understanding of that, very little, when we lose a loved one.
当我们失去亲爱的人的时候，我们不太了解这件事。
Think for a moment, the closest person to you, a child, a husband, a wife, a mother, a father, passing away, that brings great pain.
想象一下，如果我们的儿女，我们的丈夫或者妻子或者我们的父母离开我们的时候，他们去世的时候，我们心里面的痛苦是怎样？
Our relationships with our loved ones are minor, are small. Even the best of relationship compared to the relationship the father had with his son.
在我们世上最亲密的亲情，如果与主耶稣跟他父亲的关系来相比的话，一点都不算什么。
And he cried out when this was being broken, "My God, my God." Why have you forsaken me?
主耶稣在十字架上这么的被破碎，他在那里哭喊说：“神哪，神哪，你为什么离弃我？”
And there in John 19, he says a few moments later, he says, "I thirst."
在那里不久，在约翰福音十九章，他说：“我渴了。”
Oh, how his heart hungered and thirsted to be one with the Father again.
因为他的心多么渴慕，再与父能够在一起。
But what a blessed thing, the last word on the cross, when he could say, "Into thy hand I give my spirit."
但是他在十字架上最后的一句话也是这么的让人得安慰。他说：“我把我的灵魂交给你。”
Father, I'm coming home.
他说：“父亲，我回家了。”
I am no longer separated from you.
我不再与你分别。
I'm one.
我跟你是合一了。
And this is a picture, brothers and sisters, of what God is wanting to do.In our lives personally, and as the body of Christ, bringing us back into oneness with Him.
弟兄姐妹们，神在我们中间每一个人对于我们整个聚会要做的事情，就是要把我们带到与他的合一里面。
When we started the summer conference,
当我们夏令会开始的时候
，Brother Dana opened up with this word, relationship.
Dana 弟兄就是用这个词来开始关系。
He spent the first part of his message.Showing all through the Bible, this word relationship.
他在开头用了许多的章节来启示我们，就是关乎这个关系。
One of my favorites that he did not mention is found in my favorite chapter in the Bible, Genesis 24.
那我最喜爱的一个章节，他没有提到的，是在创世纪第二十四章。
The verse I'm about to read, we can again use it.As a summary of the entire Bible.
这句话也是可以被用来把圣经总结的。
Genesis 24.
创世纪二十四章。
A beautiful story of Abraham's servant finding a mate for Isaac.
是一个美丽的故事，亚伯拉罕的仆人为着以撒来寻找一个美丽的新娘。
And it's easy to remember the verse because it's the last verse of the chapter.
这个章节很容易记，因为是在这一章的最后一节。
Then Isaac brought her, that's Rebecca, into his mother Sarah's tent, who had recently died. And he took Rebecca, and she became his wife, and he loved her.
以撒领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷，娶了她为妻，并且爱她。
Isaac is one of the wonderful pictures of the Lord Jesus in the Old Testament.
以撒就是来预表主耶稣的一个美丽的图画。
And of course, Rebecca is a picture of us this morning.
那当然，利百加就代表我们今天在这里的所有人。
And everything that God wanted to do and had been wanting to do.Is seen right here in this one little verse.
那神一切他要做的，就是在这短短的一节里面。
The servant is a picture of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit goes out and woos us and brings us back to the Lord Jesus.
仆人就代表圣灵，圣灵来寻找我们，把我们带回到这里，带到主耶稣的面前。
And the Lord Jesus only has one thought regarding us.
主耶稣对着我们只有一个意念。
Not to get all busy serving and ministering.
并不让我们这么的忙碌，这么的来啊，整天就是为了服侍。
You don't see Isaac saying, "Now, woman, you've got to fix me dinner."
以撒并不是说，女人呐、啊，你要为我来做晚饭了。
No, he loved her.
没有，他爱她。
And she responded in love.
他，这个，利百加，他也以爱来回应。
And there, brothers and sisters, is the summary of God's eternal purpose.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是神永远旨意的一个总结。
Lord Jesus reaching out to us even this morning and saying, "Do you love me?"
主耶稣今天对着我们每个人伸出手说：“你爱我吗？”
He says, "I love you."
因为他说我爱你。
He even laid down my life for you.
甚至把他的命都舍了，为了我。
Even giving.Not only my life, but my whole being to you, my character, my nature.
不光只是生命，把他的性格，把他的性情，所有的一切都给了我们。
You might enjoy me as much as I enjoy you.
所以你们可以享受我，就像我也可以来享受你们。
So how, brothers and sisters, do we come in to this relationship?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们怎样来进入这样的一个关系？
And in that first message at the summer conference, our brother mentioned one feast.
在弟兄夏令会对我们的信息里面讲到第一个节。
And that was the Sabbath feast, the Sabbath rest.
这个节期就是安息日，安息日的节。
It's a beautiful study in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面非常奇妙的一件事情。
It's been degraded by the church.
这个教会到今天越来越不了解。
It's been brought down on the level of thou shalt do this and thou shalt not do that.
甚至到今天我们所能知道的只是你该做什么不该做什么。
You got to behave a certain way on this particular day.
你在这一天一定要这么有这样的行为。
And the spiritual meaning has been lost.For most Christians,
对许多基督徒来讲，这里面属灵的意义已经完全失掉了。
But when the Sabbath was initiated,
当安息日被神提出来之后
，God had one thought that He wanted to ever keep before His people.
那神其实只有一个意念对着他的子民
，and that is, I'm for you, and you're for me.
就是我为了你们，你们也是为了我。
I want you to remember that I brought you out of Egypt.
我想让你们记得是我把你们从埃及带出来。
And every believer that can hear my voice this morning has been brought out of Egypt.
每一个今天我们能够听到我讲话的信徒都是从埃及被带出来的。
At a tremendous cost.
是一个重大的代价。
The lamb's blood had to be shed.
因为羔羊的血一定要流出。
We've been brought out, brothers and sisters, to be rest with Him.
弟兄姐妹们，我们被带到这里是为了进入安息。
The Sabbath was a day in which all concentration and concentration was for the Lord.
安息日的意思就是我们的忠心，我们的奉献都是为了主耶稣。
I want you to know, he would tell the people.That I want a close relationship with thee.
因为神对着我们要讲的就是说，我要与你有这么亲密的关系。
This is all about relationship.
都是关乎这个亲密的关系。
This is all about family.
是关乎家。
6 days of the week you can work.
六天你可以工作。
But on the seventh day,
在第七天
，just remember why you're on this earth.
来记得你为什么今天活在这个地上。
Not that I just delivered you only.
不光我只是把你拯救出来。
But I delivered you for my sake.
把你拯救出来是为了我的心意。
So that you could give back to me affection and love and devotion.
所以你可以把你的爱慕、你的奉献、你的所有的一切来归给我。
So that you could confess your sins.
所以你可以悔改、认罪。
And you could come back and commit to me again.
你可以再回到我这里，把你自己献给我。
And every Sabbath day, starting Friday night at 6 o'clock, this remembrance took place.
每一个安息日，从星期五的晚上就开始。
But we know the children of Israel did not keep the Sabbath.
但我们知道，以色列的民他们并没有守安息日。
Too busy making money.
因为他们太忙碌在那里赚钱。
Too busy.Doing the necessary things so that they can make money, like get an education.
他们太忙碌，是为了赚钱啊，来支持他们自己的教育。
And man has never been able to keep the Sabbath.
人不可能守安息日。
And so, what did the Lord do?
那主做了什么呢
？He said, "Since you can't keep my law."
神说，既然你不能守这条诫命
，Brother Dana made it very clear.God made a law. It was so important to him. He said, "This is a law."
Dana 弟兄提到，这是律法，这是他的命令。
The fourth law of the Ten Commandments is all about remembering the Sabbath.
那十诫里面的第四条就是来纪念安息日，来守安息日。
He wanted them to love the Lord with all their heart.
他让这些人来尽心爱神。
Not to have any idols.
没有其他的偶像。
Not to profane the name of the Lord.
不能妄称神的名。
And now, act this out by remembering me on the Sabbath.
还有就是，你们在这一切之上，还要借着这件事，就是来守安息日，来把自己归给我。
But because of their failure, God went into another plan.
那因为他们的失败，神又开始了他的计划。
Instead of a law,
不是借着律法。
He wrote rest on our hearts.
不是在石板上，是把这个律法写在我们的心板上。
He wrote the word love God on our hearts.
他所写的就是尽心爱你的神。
So now, out of our heart, we automatically respond spontaneously.
所以在我们的心里，我们马上就可以来向他回应。
Oh, it's not, I have to go to the meeting.
不是说，哎呀，我今天勉强要去聚会。
I have to forgive my wife.
我一定要赦免我的妻子。
No, it's there.
没有，就在已经在里面了。
It comes out by the power of the Holy Spirit.
在里面是圣灵的这个大能。
Jesus said, "I will become the Sabbath rest."
因为耶稣说，我要成为那安息日的安息。
You can't rest.
你们不能安息。
You're a nervous people.
你们是紧张的人。
You're worried about Monday.
你们为了礼拜一就已经开始紧张。
You are worried about who's going to pay the bills.
你是在那里紧张谁来付这些账单。
You're worried about health issues.
你也为健康来担心。
The Lord says, "Let me fill you with rest."
但主说让我来充满你，成为你的安息。
Jesus does not always heal our bodies.
主耶稣不是每次都来医治我们的身体
，But he will always give you and I a life of rest.
但他总会把生命里面的安息赐给我们。
The environment goes up and down and around, and is very depressing.
周围的环境总是上上下下，经常让我们非常的沮丧。
But it does not have to be depressing if we're in rest.
但我们如果在安息里面，就不会沮丧。
And moment by moment, brothers and sisters, we have to breathe in that rest.
时时刻刻，我们都需要呼入这样的安息。
Our plane could not get back Friday because of the storm.
如果在星期五这个风暴让我们不能聚会的话。
And a group of us, some of you are here this morning, we were gathered there in the Richmond Airport.
在我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹因着这个风暴是在Richmond 那个飞机场被拖延了。
In fact, at one time, the weather was so severe in Houston that any plane that was supposed to be leaving an airport in the United States for Houston was grounded. No plane could leave if their destination was Houston.
在那一个时刻，因为休斯顿的风暴这么的严重，在美国全国所有要飞到休斯顿的航班都被暂停。
And at one point, I looked over to our sister Julia and I said, "The Lord is having me practice my message, rest."
然后我就走到朱莉亚姐妹面前，在飞机场对她说：“神现在就让我来操练我所要讲的安息。”
All day long, we go through all kinds of things.
每一天我们经历多少的事？
But when we lose that rest, we've severed our relationship with God.
但是当我们失去安息的时候，与神的关系就受阻碍了。
The Spirit of God is grieved.
那神的灵就在我们里面啊，忧伤，为我们担忧。
And Jesus is outside the heart's door knocking. I want relationship.
主耶稣就在我们的心门外面叩门，说：“我要与你有关系。”
I want to come in and sup with you.
我要进到你里面与你坐席。
Over history, how many times has Jesus said, "Jerusalem, O Jerusalem"?
在历史上，主耶稣其实多次的讲：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊。”
Jerusalem, there is a picture of what God desires.
耶路撒冷就是神心意的一个代表。
A people in right relationship with Him.
就是有一般人与他是在正常的关系里面。
That's the meaning of Mount Zion.
这也是锡安山的意思。
That's the meaning of God's chosen people, Israel.
这就是神所拣选的子民，是以色列民。
Have you ever wondered why Israel is on in the headlines day in and day out, year in and year out?
您有没有奇怪，以色列这个民族怎么总在世界新闻的头条上面？
There's one reason.
有一个原因。
Satan knows that God wants a relationship with those people.
因为撒旦他知道神要与这班人有一个关系。
He's had a relationship with them in the past. Just think of the time of King David. Oh, the relationship God had with his people.
神曾经与这一班人有一个关系，在历史上，想我们回想在大卫王的时候，所有的以色列的子民，他们与神真有一个关系。
It's been 3,000 years since King David ruled.
当离大卫做王现在已经有3000年时间。
Has God forgotten his people?
神是不是已经遗忘了他自己的子民呢？
3,000 years. Has God forgotten his people?
这3000年来，神是不是已经
No.
放弃了他的子民？没有。
He is going to get those people, and Satan knows it.
他还是要继续来拯救，那撒旦也知道。
How he would love Iran to just send a nuclear bomb over there and just blast them off the face of the earth.
撒旦何等愿意从伊朗有一个核弹，一下就可以把整个以色列毁灭。
The whole world is against Israel.
整个世界似乎都在来与以色列作对。
Because God has a plan.
因为神有一个计划。
It's all through this book.
在这本书里面一直提到。
And gather them just as a mother hen would gather his chicks.
总有一天，神要像母鸡一样把小鸡再聚集在自己的翅膀下面。
Into a deep eternal relationship.
进入这个更深的永远的关系。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
the goal isn't that you have a beautiful marriage.
我们的目标不是说有一个美好的婚姻。
That's not the end.
那个不是结束。
That's a beautiful thought.
那是一个美好的心意。
And yes, God wants you to have a beautiful oneness.
没错，神让我们有这样的合一。
And in that oneness, there is testimony of Jesus.
在婚姻里面的合一就可以见证主耶稣自己。
But it's only a picture.
但只是一个图画来代表。
This is why marriages are so much, opposed by the enemy.
这就是为什么婚姻是仇敌要来攻击的一个主要对象。
Every one of us that are married here this morning have pressures in our marriages.
每一个今天在婚姻里面的人，我们在婚姻都感受到这个压力。
Why has Hollywood so distorted marriage?
为什么好莱坞把婚姻，把它这样的扭曲？
So distorted the intimacy of a husband and wife.
把夫妻之间的亲密这样的来扭曲。
Why does sin rack each one of us in this hole, in this area?
为什么在这一方面，在罪里面，在我们里面有这么多的显现？
Why are our minds constantly under attack to break this oneness through pornography and all the many ways that the enemy uses?
为什么我们的心思一直在被攻击，比如这些黄色的东西？
Because it represents, a marriage represents God's oneness with his people.
因为婚姻代表了神与他的子民的这个合一。
The enemy has limitations, but if he can even destroy the picture, the husband and wife relationship, and make that look poor, he's accomplished something.
其实撒旦他没有多少的能力，但是如果他只是破坏了这个图画，婚姻这件事，他已经做了很大的破坏。
May we go out of here today with one thought.
愿意我们今天离开这里，只有一个意念在我们心里。
Lord, I want to come into your rest.
主啊，我愿意进入你的安息。
Your Sabbath.
你的安息日。
Which is relationship.
就是这个关系。
That's what the Sabbath is all about.
这就是安息日所有的意义。
It's not a day, well, to rest our bodies.
并不是这一天我们身体得休息。
It does that.
没错，身体会得休息。
But it's a spiritual thing.
但其实是属灵的事。
And it's every day.
是每一天的事。
It's Monday.
也是星期一。
See, in the Old Testament, it was one day.
在旧约是只有一天。
There was not the Holy Spirit.
但是在圣灵里面不是这样。
So the people came together and they learned by demonstrations. It would be just like if I had a board up here,And I wrote things and I demonstrated certain things.
这只是就像在黑板上写了一些事来掩饰真实的事情。
The priest might take a lamb and then he would have a little talk about the lamb.
就像祭司当时的祭司这个图画是他把羊带来讲一些话。
Or he might go over to the corner of the tabernacle and see, oh, there's double board here and a double board here. Why the double boards on the corner of the tabernacle?
或者是他到这个圣殿的会幕的旁边来摸这个柱子说诶这里有两层为什么有夹层呢
It represents a crisis. Anytime you have a corner, a turn, there is a crisis.
其实这个房角的地方是代表一个危机每一次在这里转弯的时候都会有一个危机。
And in that crisis, we need what? Double intimacy with the Lord.
在那个危机之中我们需要与神有加倍的亲密。
But this is not the Old Testament.
但这个不只是这不是旧约。
Oh, sisters, this is living.
这个是活的。
This is every minute of the day breathing in, thank you, Lord.
每一天我们都吸入说感谢你主。
Forgive me, Lord.
赦免我主。
We turn around and we say something rude and we say, Father, forgive me.
如果我们对人有粗鲁的话我们说转过来说神请你赦免我。
I'm going to leave with this.
我今天要停在这里。
We didn't say too much about the Sabbath, but we're going to quit right here.
其实本来我还想讲很多关于安息日的事但我们今天就先停在这里。
The one thing on God's heart is relationship.
在神心里面的这件事就是
与
他的关系。
He will have a people.
他要得着他的子民。
And when he comes as a thief in the night, those that already have that intimacy with him will be caught up.
他来的日子像贼来的日子一样。当他来的时候，那些与他有亲密关系的人需要被提。
If this morning,
如果今天早上,
there is anyone here that has a division,A wall of unforgiveness between any other person, your spiritual life has stopped.
今天早上在我们之中，如果您哪一位您与其他的人之间有分隔、有隔阂、有互相的矛盾的话，那神的安息不能在我们里面。
The New Testament makes it very clear we cannot love God.If we do not have a forgiving love for one another.
在新约里面讲的非常的清楚。如果我们说我们爱神，却不能爱我们周围的人。
God sovereignly puts us with a wide range of people.
因为神借着他的主权，在我们周围摆了许多的人。
Some people are nice, a lot of people we question.
许多人是有些人是很好，但更多的人我们心里面是不喜悦。
We even wonder how God could save them.
甚至我们会想，神难道会救他吗？
And therefore, we turn our nose up and say, "Who are they?"
所以我们就鼻子翘起来说，他们是谁
？What are they in this class for?
他们在这里跟我们在一起干什么
？Why did the boss hire them?
为什么我的老板要雇这么一个人
？How in the world did I ever get that mother-in-law?
为什么神给我这样一个岳母
？And the Lord says, "Love."
但神要说的是爱。
This is the test of relationship.
这是我们与神关系的一个测试。
God says, "If you do not love your enemies, your brothers and sisters, you don't love me."
因为神说，如果你不能爱仇敌，不能爱你看得见的弟兄姐妹，你就不能爱我。
This thing with relationship with God becomes very, very practical.
这件与神有关系的事情是非常的实际。
You say this morning, "Well, I think I love God. I went to the meeting this morning."
也许在您心里，你说我爱主，因为我去了聚会。
I'm only suggesting this morning one test.
今天我只向您建议一个测试。
Your relationship with all other people on this planet.
就是你与在这个世上其他人所有人的关系。
One sister around the table this morning, she was thankful that the Lord.Is with the Lord there are no distinctions. It's not just Chinese, but we can love the foreigners.
今天早上有个姐妹在饼杯的时候这样祷告，就是说我们之间没有分别，不是中国人或者外国人。
It's not easy to love others in other races.
其实去爱不是我们种族的人是非常困难的。
We don't like their food.
我们甚至连他们的食物都不喜欢。
We don't like the way they dress.
我们不喜欢他们穿衣的方式。
And the Lord says, "If you love me, you will love them."
但神是说，你如果爱我，你就会爱他们。
The best way, brothers and sisters, to test whether or not you're coming into a love relationship with the Lord.
对于测试我们与神有没有这样亲密关系的最好的方式
，is let the Holy Spirit shine a light on your life and see if you are one with one another.
就是圣灵光照我们，让我们自己来省察与其他的人是不是合一。
This is one reason I often always, that's not correct. I normally bring up husband and wife relationship.
这就是为什么我每一次讲论都提到婚姻的事情。
Or parent,Family relationship,
或者是父母在家庭里面的这些关系
because it's a test.
因为这是一个测试
We pass that test.
这是
if we pass that test.
如果我们胜过了这个试验
and we only can pass it by that Sabbath rest.
只有借着里面的安息，我们才能够通过这个测试
Can we love him?
我们可以来爱他
Oh, the Lord desires this.
这就是神他所有想渴望得到的。
This is why we were created.
这就是我们被创造的目的。
Tell the Lord this morning that you want to have this kind of an intimacy.
今天早上我们可以对神讲，我愿意与你有这样亲密的关系。
Not preoccupied with worrying about this and fearing this and excited about this, but just walking through life loving Him.
并不是说今天忧虑、悲伤或者是为一些事非常的激动。而是简单的在他里面安息爱他
and letting him direct our paths.
让他来指引我们的道路
Father, we're thankful that you've created us for such a wonderful purpose.
父啊，感谢你们啊，感谢您，您创造我们是有这样一个美好的心意
How you want and suffer the little children, us to come unto thee.
您何等让我们这样受苦的儿女们来到您面前
How you want to carry us.And draw nigh unto thee as we enter into this week.
您何等让我们可以来到您面前来注目仰望您，进入这个安息。
May we truly be the delight of your heart.
愿意我们真的是成为您心所喜悦的。
And quit fretting about ourselves.
我们停止来为自己打算。
But you truly be all and in all.
让你成为所有一切的一切。
We declare this morning, you are the preeminent one.
今天早上我们要宣称您是居首位的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.